The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Hey everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 169 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Spring Break and You, Ring of Fire edition for Monday, March 18th, 2019. By the way, the guys now have their own Facebook page.
Yay.
Visit them at facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Well, thank you, Betty. That was so nice of you.
Hello, Roger. Here.
Oh.
You got it, Anthony.
Roger's got to say it. I see how that goes.
It's part of his. Yeah.
It's part of his thing. I get it.
Yeah. So, how's it been today, Anthony?
It was an interesting day today. Today was a day of travel for work. But it wasn't too bad. I survived, you know, as well, best as good. I could.
At least there was no... Uh-oh, what happened? My script My script went gone boom.
Gaboom?
Gone boom.
Gaboom. Uh-oh, that's never a good thing. Kaboom is a bad thing.
Right?
Unless it's that cleaning stuff that Billy Mays sells. Kaboom. That takes off hard water stains off your toilet. And in no way are we associated with him.
Does he sell the tape, too?
I think he's dead now.
Wait, who sells the special tape that you can build a boat
on? Flex Seal?
Yeah.
Well, let me check out Billy Mays.
We got a roll of Flex Seal at my day job. And I got to tell you, that stuff works.
So, he died in 2009, Billy Mays, the one that... But the Flex Seal guy is... I don't know.
See, folks, these are things that you will never, ever find out on any other podcast show.
Corporate media will not tell you who hawks Flex Seal. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to either. Because I've kind of reached the second page of Google and I've given up on the situation. So, yeah. Sometimes that's what happens. So you said you had a Flex Seal day today.
Well, I didn't necessarily have a Flex Seal day, but today was, it was just, you know, kind of a relaxed day, man. It was a busy weekend at the day job. And I just needed some downtime and some relaxed time. And
yeah, you really like actually like disappeared for a little bit, too. You like went super sleepy time on me.
Oh, yeah. I did. I took a couple of naps today, and let me tell you, recharging on your weekend is what you do, right? You recharge. Well, guess what? My weekend is Monday and Tuesday. That's there my weekend. Go. So today is my Saturday night. This is my Saturday night. Tomorrow's my Sunday. I don't go to church, though, so fuck that.
Which you would have gone yesterday anyway if you did.
Right. So, you know, but I did get some shopping done, and I did some cooking today, and I posted a whole bunch of stuff on my Instagram page, which you can find at Chicago Motives. Ooh. That's C-H-I-C-A-G-O Motives. Chicago Ooh. Motives. Follow me. I do crazy stuff. I post pictures. And, you know, I don't do... You know what? I'm not one of those kinds of guys that, like, takes tons of selfies of myself.
You don't take tons of selfies?
No. No. I don't, because there's some people, and bless their hearts, you know, that's all they do is they just, they have different poses for their faces. And it's just like,
annoying.
Why?
You know, like, oh my goodness,
why?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Why? I could look like a duck or a chipmunk or a rat.
Or the big thing that I see people doing is they got to like crank their head like, look at me. Hi.
I just crank my head because I'm still trying to crack my neck because I'm all stiffened up from these allergies.
So, before we go into announcements, I do want to just take a moment of silence for the victims of the New Zealand Christchurch incident.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, you know, I thought it's important that we take a moment to recognize that violence happens outside the United States, too.
Okay. All right. Well, here's our moment of silence.
Yes. I think that's good.
Okay. No more silence.
No more silence.
We have completed our moment of silence.
That's not to say, though, that, you know, we don't take it seriously what's happened, because, you know, I've had to kind of think my thoughts about how dangerous it can be to have complete anarchy, and that kind of a situation is kind of a situation of complete anarchy. You know, it's just, it's murderous, of course.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But it is complete anarchy, and I've been reading up and watching a few things lately about some of the things that have gone on, and it is scary. So if we didn't have electricity, I could definitely see it being extremely scary.
Oh no, it'd be
without a doubt.
Scary.
I mean, without a doubt.
I know sometimes you propose that, but it would become mass mayhem without question.
It would. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and not to say that we don't need that, but I can definitely see the side where it's completely like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah, no, that might get a little too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we saw what happened when Facebook went out last week.
Yeah.
There were people shitting on the highway. It was ridiculous. It was crazy.
I know. Our keyboards were acting goofy. And
I know,
Facebook,
right?
Now, Google was out too, apparently.
My keyboard is still acting weird.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's still like being all crazy on me.
Yeah, see, I went back to using Samsung's keyboard, and now it's fine, so I'm okay.
I only have the regular Gboard because I don't have a Samsung, and I don't like to download keyboards because you never know what you're getting and what it's logging, so I try to just go with the standard stock keyboard. Well, I'll restart my phone. So, okay, anyway, so enough about that. What else
have
we got
announcements?
What do we got?
Well, Cheyempa.org is live. It's been live, and it's working really well.
It is.
Mm-hmm. We're absolutely loving the Inept Supervillains podcast, which
yes.
you can hear every Friday night at
yes.
8. Wait, 7 p.m.?
8 Eastern on Friday.
8 Eastern, 7 Central.
7 Central.
On Friday.
On Cheyempa Radio.
Headphone Meditations is now on Saturdays. They're at 7 p.m. New York time.
On Cheyempa Radio.
And we have a voicemail.
We do have a voicemail.
Voicemail!
Voicemail. I'm surprised we don't have a voicemail
indicator.
You have one new and two old messages.
Isn't this where
press
Betty originally came from? Was the
new
phone system?
Messages.
Mm-hmm. I think
press
so.
Press 2 to change folders. Press 3.
What happened?
Oh no!
Betty is being difficult. Hold on. Let's try this again.
All we right. do really, really do have a voice.
You have one new
Here
and
we go. I wasn't
first
using the keypad.
Message.
Yeah.
It's
Is this the live program? Oh, no, it ain't live. Anyway, yeah, you guys gotta... Oh, man, people are looking for a program today, man. They were all upset. They had a recast, but they said O'Rackle, one of the clay people, says if you need another disc jockey. He's willing to volunteer. He wants to be an intern, so let me know.
Oh, there we go.
If we can get Rocco on the show, he'll be an intern for you guys. He works for, you know, he works for nothing.
There you
anyway,
go.
All right, we'll catch you next time you have a show. Hopefully, it'll be soon. All right, guys, keep it straight.
Well, thanks, Ezel.
Press 3 for advanced options.
Yeah.
Press 5 to repeat goodbye.
And remember, our chat room is open at shyampa.org. And
I'm not in it.
Ready for you, too. Neither am I.
Whoopsie.
Maybe Ezel's in it.
Just Ezel, you in it?
A few short moments.
I'm looking.
But anyways, PSA announcement. Yeah. Remember, if you're a Chicago voter, go vote in a couple weeks. It is the mayoral election finale. We have two candidates. We got Lori Lightfoot and Tex Winkle. I mean, Preckwinkle.
Ezel is in the chat room.
Yay! Hi, Ezel. I'm
apparently
glad you're here.
Apparently my caps lock key is stuck.
Uh-oh.
One of the morning DJs must be eating peanut butter in the studio.
Did I forget to clear the messages today?
Did you forget to clear the messages? Uh-oh. You should go clear the messages while I do my weed corner.
Okay, hold on, Ezel. We're gonna clear
Ezel, you're gonna feel a slight prick,
boing.
And then everything's gonna reset itself, and you're gonna feel much better.
There we go. So, what you got for us in the weed corner?
All right. Well, our weed corner. Our first, and you may have seen this going around on the intranets, on the Facebooks, on the interwebs.
I have seen this.
You've seen it. I think I forwarded it as well, and I've seen other people also post it. Do you remember that video that went viral last week with there was a police officer searching a man's hospital room? Well, that was in Missouri. The story comes from High Times. Police in Missouri were recorded by a stage 4 cancer patient while they searched his hospital room last Thursday night looking for the medicinal cannabis being used by the terminally ill man. At one point, the patient's physician comes into the room and challenges the actions of the law enforcement officers, asking them if they have probable cause for a search. The police said that they were called to the hospital because someone reported smelling marijuana in the room.
Marijuana.
What the fuck? And that a warrant was not necessary because they are on private property, which I don't think that's correct. I believe they still need to have a... If the hospital didn't... Yeah, I think there's a gray area here. I think they still need a warrant for search and seizure. In a
was
hospital,
I not paying
at
attention to why were the police there in the first place?
Because someone called, reported smelling
someone
marijuana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not like they didn't smell a marijuana, and they didn't witness anyone using marijuana, and they didn't witness any paraphernalia out in the open. So, which are generally the legal reasons to be able to search without a warrant. But I don't think someone reporting the smell of marijuana does fall underneath the reasonable search and seizure clause.
So like my neighbor, for instance, if they were to smell me smoking,
they could call the police. But if the police showed up, to my understanding of the law, if the police showed up and they did not smell marijuana, then they really can't do anything about it. If they showed up and they smelled marijuana, then that's a whole different story. And if they said, oh, we walked in the hospital room and we smelled weed in the hospital room, then that becomes a little bit of a different situation. But so far in here, they just indicated that it was because someone called the hospital and reported smelling it. And the fact that they're on private property does not abolish you from the right of the government and your in search and seizure. Exactly. That's kind of a backwards interpretation of the Constitution. The police department chief confirmed that officer had searched the hospital room, and that while Missouri voters approved medical marijuana last year, which makes this even more ridiculous, there's no program in place, so his department will continue to harass medical marijuana patients. The hospital has not commented on the issue, so it leads me to believe that it wasn't even an officiant of the hospital that called the police. So, at that point, I smell a court case coming on this one. This one's a little stinky. It'll be interesting to see if this one actually gains any traction, because this could change a lot of the way search and seizure is allowed to be performed. Where are we at? We're 2 minutes and 20 seconds from your national day, from Roger's national day, it looks like. All right, so let me go really quick here. Our lovely John Boehner once, who was unalterably opposed to medical marijuana, now wants it to be legal. This story comes from NPR. As I had predicted, the piggies in politics saw the dollar signs flowing from marijuana sales, and now they've changed their tune. John Boehner, who was also vehemently opposed to marijuana, is now singing a different tune himself. Since his retirement in 2015, his position has evolved. Last April, he joined the board of a publicly traded cannabis company, and on Friday, he appeared at the South by Southwest Festival for a keynote on legalization. Part of this shift, he said, has been driven by conversations with veterans who have turned to marijuana to ease their suffering from chronic pain or post-traumatic stress disorder, which tells you right there how out of touch our Washington politicians are, because they've wanted to. You know, they've been treating post-traumatic with marijuana for a long time now, and the VA has been pushing for this, so clearly this is news to him, which is kind of frightening. His reversal has mirrored a wider shift at the nation at large. Today, 34 states and the District of Columbia have approved use of marijuana for medical and or recreational purposes. All right, Joe, your turn.
Hey, Joe here. Are you still looking for your safe space? Well, if you are a supporter of the president or a person that just doesn't want to deal with the latest craze of activist restaurants, someone is thinking of you. The 63rd Safe app has been described as Yelp for conservatives and was created in response to reports of Trump administration officials and Trump supporters being asked to leave restaurants. But getting back to activist restaurants, you could have fooled me that these even exist. Here in Chicago, it's tough enough to survive, much less have an opinion either which way. My personal philosophy is, I'd rather have a restaurant be a place where we come to eat and discuss the food and talk about good memories. This has been a Joe's Corner opinion. Do you have an opinion that closely aligns with Joe's, or is it more like, fuck that, what the hell is he talking about?
Oh my goodness.
Well, we'd love to hear it. Stop by now in the chat room at cheyampa.org, or give the studios a call and yell at our voicemail, 813-327-8566. And now we have a Joe's 1983 Dictionary Word of the Show. Play it, Joe. Okay, Joe, I will. Will I? No. So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go. Our word today is rehabilitate.
Rehab!
Yes! To restore to useful life through education and therapy. To reinstate the good name or former rank of. And it's got a whole bunch of other crap behind it, but we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, sounds good. I'm good with that.
Hello, Roger, here, if you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment. Well, folks, today is Monday, March 18th, 2019, and sit tight, it's right, it's a moderately long list. National Awkward Moments Day, National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day, National Sloppy Joe Day, National Biodiesel Day, and, my personal favorite, National Supreme Sacrifice Day. Now, while Joe has an awkward moment in the corner, and Anthony gets all ear-funfulled over what a lacy oatmeal cookie is, and Joe shows how sloppy he is leaving biodiesel everywhere, and I make the ultimate supreme sacrifice until my dying Roboto days for Betty, Anthony is going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled, quote-unquote I think, no, I really do. Oh boy, fart fart fart, oh boy, oh boy, fart fart fart, take it away, guys.
Are you gonna pull the lever, Joe?
Good thing my news stories are short.
There you go, right? I know, your news starts in 26 seconds. We just figure it's best to run them all at the same time, right?
Why not?
All right, this one comes from Fox News and kind of comes in with our motive of the evening. Miami Beach has always been a popular spot for spring breakers, but local police say the college crowd descending on the city has become rowdier and more violent and has little respect for rules and authority. Miami Beach police said in total they're spending about $1.5 million this spring break. $30,000 is being used on a marketing campaign that tells spring breakers that their shenanigans will not be tolerated. They also spent about $700,000 for police overtime to specifically address and control rowdy, crazy spring breakers. The police chief said that the department had almost 2,000 combined arrests over the last 3 years during the spring break season. The unruliness, he said, is putting lives at risk and straining police resources. Come on vacation, don't leave on probation, one sign says tourists. Another, which shows a pair of hands gripping the bars of a jail cell, tells readers, choose your bars wisely. Some of the department's campaign signs can be found in tourist destinations, such as on Ocean Drive. The ads are also digital, and they're doing social media targeting based on the user's location, directing them to a website explaining what rule breaking will get them if arrested. And Joe has an opinion.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you do. You put it right in the damn script. It says Joe's opinion.
They should also sweeten the deal by making the offender pay back the police department for all that overtime that they used. Right?
Sounds good
back
to me.
To you, Betty.
Yeah, back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Loveable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. And new to the Chimba family, the Inept Supervillains Podcast. Welcome, guys. Be sure to visit Chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and more. Oh yeah, call us at 813-327-8566. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty, and now...
It's time for your Chimba weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
We're only about 2.5 minutes into your news, so it actually didn't work out too bad.
Well, Anthony, it certainly has been a wet winter. Snow, ice pellets, rain, more snow, more rain, and technically it's still winter here in Chicago, although it's going to be spring in just a couple of days. Temperatures are frozen to the end of February, and they seem to be holding out for just a little bit longer on the cold side. But it looks like by the mid-March, we'll be actually in the 60s. And maybe that is the best news ever. But for now, the current reality here are our current conditions. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and a not-so-tropical 41 degrees. The dew point is, at 23. The humidity is at 49%, giving us a wind chill of 36 degrees. And the winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect partly cloudy conditions with a low around 30, southeast winds around 5, becoming southwest after midnight. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 47, light winds. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of rain after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 38, south winds 5 to 10. And that's your Chicago news, I mean weather, and now for the news.
And now for the news.
Wow, well, that sure had to be a ring of something getting that out, right? So a New York woman gave birth to a 15-pound baby girl this week. WETM reports Harper, who weighed 15 pounds and 5 ounces, to be exact, is the biggest baby on record at Arnott Ogden Medical Center.
Wow.
I knew she was going to be big, but I didn't anticipate a 15-pound baby, the mother said. Harper is an extra special blessing. Her parents were reportedly told they had a very small chance of ever getting pregnant.
when almost 3 years ago, the mama defied the odds and gave birth to the couple's first miracle, a baby boy who weighed at 11 pounds. But now, Harper has come along. She's not able to come home just yet, according to WETM, and is in the neonatal intensive care unit while hospital staff monitor her sugar and oxygen levels. It's definitely hard, the mama said, but I know that she won't be in the NICU forever. She'll be coming home soon.
Aww.
And from our friends at CWB Chicago, we give you the fire. Because it is a Ring of Fire edition episode, right?
I think so. Spring break edition.
Yes.
Spring break, Ring of Fire. You got the fire, I got the spring break.
You've got lots of spring break coming up too, ladies.
Exactly.
But right now, we're going to tell you about some fire. Well, a Boys Town resident here in Chicago is being sought for allegedly leaving an ignited blowtorch set against two acquaintances' apartment door early Monday morning. One police officer suffered minor injuries in the incident, a CPD spokesperson said. Cops and fire personnel were called to an apartment building in the 500 block of the West Melrose at 1242 Monday after a 30-year-old man and a 21-year-old woman reported the known acquaintance was trying to burn the apartment door down with a blowtorch. The male victim told police that he had recently received a message from the offender stating that the offender had obtained a flamethrower, police said. When police arrived on the apartment's building's third floor, they found the blowtorch propped against the door with an open flame burning, according to a police spokesman. The suspect was no longer on the scene. One officer transported herself to Advocate, Illinois, Masonic Medical Center for treatment after suffering minor injuries from smoke inhalation.
Wow.
Arson investigators were working on the case. A police department source said the suspect is a 33-year-old Boys Town resident who may have been involved in last year's meth head Jesus incidences. CW Chicago has confirmed that the name and alias of the suspect being sought for Monday's fire match the name and grinder nickname used by the suspect in last year's incidents.
Wow.
Yep. So it's all craziness. You know, these people are crazy.
They are all crazy.
And they just happen to live in the gay part of town.
They're crazy gays. Crazy gays are the worst kind of gays.
Mm-hmm. But we got
Fiddles Rigginty! And it's St. Patrick's Day, so look, it all kind of goes... Are you shitting green shamrocks out of your nose?
Oh, this past weekend was a shitting green shamrock kind of weekend, man. Ooh, let me tell you.
I have to get a shamrock shake.
Yeah, I do need to get one, too. But I don't know when the right time would be to get one, because I don't want to...
They're not the same anymore.
No.
They're not. It's really sad.
They're very heavily chemicalized.
Yes.
But anyways, an Alberta man found a creative way to showcase his local frigid temperatures, speaking of cold things, by putting a plate of pasta out to freeze.
Oh my goodness. Who would do
this
such
man,
a crazy
Jonathan,
thing?
Jonathan Wood of Calgary.
Oh wow.
Well, he said it only took about 10 to 15 minutes for the plate of boiling hot noodles to freeze solid with a fork and mid-lift.
Wow.
He said the temperature outside was about negative 22 degrees when he created the unusual winter weather sculpture. Sculpture of pasta. Calgary just marked its third coldest February on record, with every high, low, and mean temperatures coming in under the seasonal average.
Wow.
That is, you know, though, that is something that I can relate to, because here in Chicago, it had been pretty darn cold.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true.
And I gotta tell you,
crazy.
The bones, though, now feel so much better because it's just warmer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and its crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, a slain Filipina trans woman's story survives and call her Ganda. And in the news, Botswana! High Court, here's a queer sex ban challenge. Germany contemplates compensates targets of anti-gay sex law investigations. Poland's far-right governing party launches a homophobic re-election campaign. The U.S. military prepares for a purge of tranny troops. And Ireland's gay prime minister serves a salvo at Pence's St. Patrick's breakfast. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on the Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will rehabilitate again in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go. I have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger-licking good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Joey called this morning.
So how's Joey? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing? How do we call 2,000 miles? The kids are all right?
Fine.
Sally?
Fine.
The kids are fine. Sally's fine. So why did he call?
I asked him that too.
And why are you crying?
Because Joey said I called. Just because I love you, Mom.
Reach out and touch someone.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Good old chickens, bark, bark, bark. Chickens, bark, bark, bark. Chickens, bark, bark, bark. Chickens, bark, bark, bark.
You are listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Oh my. Joe Wisdom here. Well, since the last time we heard from the king, his sphincter was having some issues. Let's tune in now to see what's going on.
It is I, the King of Fans!
Well, I've had a wisdom tooth pulled. And boy, a week later, my owl mouth is still aggravated over it. But let me tell you, besides all of that, if you want really good farts, eat Taco Bell! The night before, especially that uber gooey cheese sauce they serve in their food.
Oh boy, views expressed by the King of Farts do not represent the views expressed by BNR Media Group or Cheyenne Radio. But, oh my, what will the King of Farts let us know about next? Keep it tuned to Cheyenne Radio to find out.
Hello, Piccolo Portencia would like you to know that it is very important that when you reboot your computer, that you not load so many apps that you forget where you were, because sometimes your brain is just full of pickle juice.
This space left intentionally blank. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hey, Roger.
Wait, which one do I hit?
Welcome back. Roger here.
The
Thank
right one.
God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news.
Yeah, then he can stop his coughing.
But first,
fit.
Why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take
crazy
it away,
everything.
Lovable stone as you.
Thanks, Roger. Okay, well, fuck you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Anthony. You're
right.
Welcome, Joe.
Great, fantastic. All right. So before we get to my crazy Florida news, it is time for your Sciampa weather from Tampa Bay International Airport, KTBA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 68 degrees. The humidity is at 57%. The dew point is at 52 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 20% chance of showers before 8. Then a slight chance of showers after 2. Cloudy with a low around 56. On Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 70. On Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. And on Wednesday, will be partly sunny and a high near 74. And then Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 56. And that's it for your Sciampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Spring Break edition.
Woohoo!
Yeah, right? Let me get my script up here. Ezel loves the smell of Twizzlers in the morning. You go, Ezel. I think the smell of weed in the morning. All right, so our first one comes from WKRG Channel 5 News, Pensacola, Florida. Spring break is already in full swing, and so are the underage drinking arrests made by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. OSCO says that they made 115 arrests of spring breakers already, and it's only been going on for like a week already, mainly for underage drinking and possession of alcohol. Police say that they are employing a zero-tolerance policy and tell spring breakers to just follow the rules and stay safe. The sheriff's office wants to enforce the law that you have to be 21 to drink. Welcome to Florida. Come on vacation, don't leave on probation, one sign says. A video shows a man punching a woman and knocking her down to the floor on Ocean Drive in South Beach. Another shows a man driving on the MacArthur Causeway with an open bottle of alcohol and reaching out to a passenger in another car to pour some in their cup. The college crowd is in town until April 2nd. The MacArthur and Julia Tuttle Causeways have only two lanes open each so that the license plate readers can register every car coming into South Beach and catch those who have pending arrest warrants. So they're just, you know what, they've just come down to the fact that, fuck it, they're just gonna, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Despite the hundreds of officers on every block of Ocean Drive and the causeways, there are outlaws leaving evidence behind on social media. Miami Beach Police shared one of the videos on Twitter last Friday, saying that, quote, "This is the exact type of reckless and dangerous behavior that if we witness, you will be arrested for." Becoming a spring break destination comes at a price. The department plans to spend about $700,000 in overtime, and they spent about $30,000 in marketing to warn tourists of, well, what's going to happen if you act like a total douchebag at South Beach. Don't do it. You can end up in Miami-Dade County Court. The advertisement is in the way of Skip Chicker's little flaggy thing. Also reminds tourists that drinking outside of hotels, bars, restaurants, and nightclubs, smoking marijuana, riding on top of vehicles, and loud music are prohibited in South Beach. Rodriguez and Chief Dan Oates expect to be working long hours for the next 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Semi-funk.
That's spring break for you. Vermont. we're talking about cheese sauce, gooey cheese sauce in the chat room. And Yizel is, if you're listening, I assume we got a handful. Come on and listen to us. Come to the chat room.
Chat with us.
Yizel's kind of a good little one here. We're talking about Vermont cheddar cheese and ranch dipping sauce. And I'm going to talk about some spring breakers from Tyler, Texas. CBS Channel 19 brings us the news. Two Texas A&M Commerce football players are being treated at a Miami, Florida hospital after being robbed and shot during spring break in Miami Beach, Florida. According to TAMUC, head football coach and athletic directors are en route to Florida, I'm sure they're already here, to be with the student athletes and their families. Well, that's some expert, that's some nice service, you know? I wouldn't even get that. I mean, if I went up to Chicago and got shot, my college wouldn't send shit up towards me. Nobody would come up to see me. TAMUC and Intercollegiate Athletics extend their thoughts and prayers. Woo! And a happy helping of moose poop to both young men and women and their families. The college said in a statement, CBS 19 in Tyler, Texas will be broadcasting those thoughts and prayers into outer space where Sky Jesus exists, and they will probably update you with some shitty information as it becomes available, but we sure in the fuck won't. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Betty.
Q Betty.
Well,
there you
can
go.
Thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique two studio experience.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Hi, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
If it wasn't for you, Betty, we wouldn't know. Shut up, Roger. Roger, you add no value to this station half the time. I'm sorry, Roger, but you don't.
Don't sound like good words for you, Roger.
Well, I mean, Roger's still inexpensive. Roger's still cheaper than an actual employee. So, I mean, Roger's not going anywhere, but don't expect the battery packs to be replaced on a regular basis, Roger. That's all I'm going to say. You might have to spend some more time charging.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. There you go, yeah. We're not going to send you to the scrap heap quite yet. We still got 30 payments left. Oh, goodness. All right. So here we are in the Plethora section. Somewhere.
A little early.
Yeah, right? What time does Plethora start? Oh, wow.
7:45.
Yeah,
that's why
like
I was a little awkward.
2 minutes and 45 seconds out.
But that's good, though, because...
we have time for more Plethora.
I watched a show on PBS Nova about black holes. And of course, they used that one black hole from that one movie that was recently on popular movie theaters near you. I forget the name of it. Was it called Black Hole? Maybe.
Was it called Black Hole?
I don't know.
Was it called Last Night's Date? You decide. Give us a call, 813-327-8566.
But I learned things, and it was interesting. What else? It's springtime, yes. Your allergies are in your state of emergency.
God, I can't stand it. Now my jaw hurts. Now I got something going on with my sinuses and my jaw, and it feels like someone is, like, drilling into the side of my head.
Do you remember that Voyager episode when Captain Janeway and all the crew were being experimented upon by those half, well, those cloaked aliens.
I think so. Yeah, unless it's one of the ones
crazy.
That I... Because there's some that I've skipped. I skipped some Voyager episodes. That
well,
might be one.
I won't skip... I won't say too much more, but yes, these aliens do some weird things to the crew, and maybe that's what's happening to you. And we just don't have the technology to expose them.
Great.
Seven of Nine did, though.
But I'm not Seven of Nine, so it doesn't do me any good.
I know.
I don't even have Seven... The closest I have is Roger. Who's off plugged into an outlet right now because he needs new batteries and he's not getting them. So
and he can only go as far as the cord goes. Huh?
He can only move as far as the cord will take him.
And how long will he last when he unplugs himself if he needs to like use an extension cord?
Like maybe like a minute and a half.
And
30
half.
Seconds if he tries to move. So he's got to like get closer to the outlet as possible and then unplug and quickly move over and plug himself back in. So, but I mean, they're like...
Poor Roger.
The batteries are like $80
You're
a piece.
Go.
And he takes like five of them. So what the fuck am I going to do? That's a lot of money. You know, that's ridiculous.
These?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So
have you done anything with another hobby or any other experimental things in networking or are we in any other kind of... interesting mood for the station.
No sé. ¿Qué? ¿Habla español? ¿Qué?
I thought there was a networking announcement.
¿Qué? No, there's not a... Do you see a networking announcement in here?
No, but I thought there was...
There's no network announcements.
There was a new piece of equipment that's helping us go faster. And we just wanted to acknowledge that, right?
We acknowledged that like a few shows ago.
Oh.
We've had the new router for a few shows now.
Well, I have to say though, our quality of networking
yes, our connection,
has been quite
our
nice.
Connection, our connection functionality is much better
it's
now.
It's been quite nice. Yes.
Yes, that has been well. That has been well.
Yes, so. Chicago has been quite wet. I don't know what jury nullification
yes,
means.
I have to tell you really quick, because this is an interesting thing, and it might be something useful if you're ever on a case that involves marijuana. But there is something known as jury nullification. It's a little known thing, and you can get like smacked by a judge for it, but at the end of the day, it's not illegal. A jury can actually acquit someone. They can acquit someone who they... blatantly know violated the law, but they can acquit someone from being charged by that law.
Huh.
So, like, let's say, I don't know, I got picked up with 10 ounces of weed, all right? And, of course, I'm going to trial and everything. Well, if the majority of the jury knew what jury nullification was, and they were in that fact of, look, it's marijuana, we don't agree with the laws about marijuana, the entire jury can actually decide to find me innocent of the charges because of they believe the law is unjust.
Interesting.
Yes, okay. And we have a caller. We have a caller. Hold on, caller. We're getting to you. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Go ahead, caller. I hear myself. It sounds like Ezel.
Hey, Ezel.
Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Hey, it's Ezel, man. Oh, man, I gotta get rid of that ditch weed. I had something better than that shit.
Yeah, you
man.
Gotta get rid of that. Ditch weed is bullshit.
Oh, man, what's going on, boys? Oh,
I'm not
man.
Smoking ditch weed, that's for sure.
That's all we can afford here in Arpin, Illinois. Ditch weed. Anyway, I gotta say, you know what? I came back from Florida, and I had the same shit, man. It felt like somebody was drilling in my ear.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. What do you got going around in that fucking Florida? Some kind of crazy bug or something?
It's just crazy that's going around. I think that's what makes Floridians crazy is this thing. I think I'm the next victim of the pod people. I'm the next victim of the ninnies. Soon I'll be driving in the left lane with my blinker on going 20 miles an hour.
Yeah. I saw that guy on the road.
I see him every morning.
He's still out there.
He's still out there. And you know what? I beep at him and I flip him off every morning, and he just keeps going his merry way.
Man, is it crazy. Now, you know what it is? There's nuts out there. You know what? I was watching the news the other day.
Yeah.
It was this young girl. I'm sorry for this young girl. These people, man, they got no common sense anymore. I'm telling you, what the fuck happened to common sense anyway?
It's not so common anymore.
No.
No, just bad news. And while I'm watching this video, and this girl jumps over a wall at a zoo, I think it was in Arizona, to take a selfie in front of one of them big cats. I think it was a panther.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Holy.
Was this at the zoo?
Yes.
This was at some kind of zoo or some, I don't know, some fucking bullshit place, you know, where they house them wild animals. And you know the reason they call them wild animals? Because them motherfuckers are nuts, man. Them animals are nuts.
And there's a reason there's they're a reason behind why the wall.
Yes.
So this poor girl, she's standing there with her back to this panther. And this son of a bitch had to weigh 150 pounds and he had like 8-inch nails. He grabs her arm, man, and he started ripping her. And I felt sorry because, man, he ripped the shit out of her arm. I mean, this was awful. Oh, this is all caught, you know, because everybody else got their phones running and nobody, you know. Then finally some dumbass went over and helped the girl, but man, this fucker had a fit. Oh, man, where's the common sense in this world?
It's gone.
So I tell you, and it's crazy. You know, animals are great. Animals are great, but man, this is crazy shit going on with these animals. I was at a Home Depot the other day. I got a bunch of lumber and shit on the cart, and I'm pushing. Those carts are pretty big and they're heavy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going down the aisle. And, you know, Home Depot's a bitch anyway, because they got all them goddamn displays on both sides of the aisle. You can't get down the damn aisle, you know. They block the aisle with all that bullshit. So anyway, I'm going down the aisle, and there's this woman. She's got this, I guess it was a comfort dog, you know.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. And, you know, and she was looking at something, I don't know, something stupid, I don't know. And anyway, she's standing there, and the dog is laying in the aisle. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I'm coming with this cart. I'm trying to get through the aisle. So I'm nudging through. Well, the dog kind of scooted over a little bit. But what happened is when I came with the cart, I came by the dog. The stupid dog wagged his tail or something, put his tail right under the wheel, man. I mean, that dog started
Oh, man.
No, this woman, she turns and looks at me and gives me the stink eye. I'm like, hey, lady, hold on a second, man. I didn't go over your dog. Your dog put that damn tail in front of the wheel, man. I can't help. You got to pay attention here when you're shopping with your comfort dog.
Right,
you know,
right. Hey, I got one up better for you. I was up at the Citrus Park Mall. This was a couple years ago. And I was behind some woman who had her comfort dog with her. And I was walking behind her, a good, like, I don't know, maybe 10 paces behind her. And we're coming into the food court. It was a big, big carousel. We're coming into the food court, and her comfort dog takes a shit right in the middle of the fucking food court, right on the floor in the middle of the mall. Right in the middle of the freaking mall.
Well, let me ask you, she pick it up or she leave it there?
What do you think?
I won't bet she left that shit there, man.
You got that right. You got that absolutely right. Absolutely right about that.
They're nuts. Wow. I'll tell you what, their comfort shit. And this woman looks at me like, Jesus, what are you going to do with my dog's tail, folks? I said, you're going to fix it, baby, because I ain't.
I'm not paying for that shit.
I said, I ain't paying for this stupid dog in here. You can leave this dog out in the car for 10 minutes while you're looking at some bullshit?
Yep.
Man, people are nuts.
Yeah, they sure are. They sure are.
You know what I think it is? It's that post-Trump syndrome, man. They're all going crazy out here with that shit, man. Man, I'm telling you. They don't know what to do. It's like, now, if they find out the aliens are coming from Mars, they're really going to get fucking nuts. Then what are they going to have? Comfort this, comfort that. Man, there's going to be comfort all over the place, man. I'm telling you.
Comfort shit.
Wait till I, Yeah, I'm going to break out the bees and the clean people. Comfort, man.
Get yourself some comfort bees. There you go.
Oh, man. Hey, it's almost bee time here in Armpit, Illinois, man. Drought spring's coming.
Ooh, there you go.
Ezel, you weren't subjected to flooding, were you?
A little bit. I flooded the barn this morning, and we had a little flood.
Well, I guess that answers your question, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not too bad. There was a little water, but we had a lot of rain. You know, the snow was still on the ground. You know, it's all crazy. This weather was nuts this year. I tell you, that crazy shit. That's them fucking aliens. They're fucking that weather, man. I'll tell you. Something. I see them all the time. Yeah, I see them. I look out the cave and I see them floating around out there. All right, boys. I got to go, man. Me and the clan people are going to play some Candyland tonight.
All right, Ezel.
All right,
guys.
Okay. I love it. Thanks, Ezel. Right.
Thanks, Ezel. Have a good one.
Of course.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Ezel. It is always good to hear from Ezel. And if you want to call us, we still have a little bit of time.
We have 20 seconds before the ugly lights come on. You can call us, we say hi, and then we can go around and say goodbye.
Now leave us the voicemail at 813-327-8566.
And
that's all I got to say.
That's all you got to say. That's fine. The ugly lights will be on in about 3 seconds.
Oh, this has been one heck of a show.
It has been a fire. Well, it looks like the ugly lights have finally come on, and there are pink bunnies hopping around in the control room. How the fuck that happened? Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Cheyampa Radio. Remember, all times New York time. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your morning commute, or you can just make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern every weekday morning, and then Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 every weekday afternoon Eastern. Also, be sure to catch our newest show, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where three black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on Cheyampa Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's springtime, and that means I'm in programming, Technique, audio, heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyampa Radio. And leave it on in the background. That's Cheyampa Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.org.
You can listen to it while you poop.
You can see our most current toaster oven schedule, our social pickles, and much penis more. What?
Yay!
You will not see any penises on our website. You might see socials and pickles.
But you won't see penises.
You might see penises. Toaster ovens. That's a possibility.
The toaster ovens on our website.
Not now, but in the future, there could be a toaster oven on the website.
I see. We may have a toaster oven section.
Yes.
Interesting. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, just go with the flow.
Can we have easy bake ovens as well?
Sure.
Okay. I might be more into this thing.
We can have a complete oven plethora.
A plethora of ovens?
Yes.
We can have in-wall ovens and standalone ovens and convertible ovens and gas ovens and electric ovens and convection ovens and just a whole bunch of ovens going around.
Use the big biscuits in a convection oven.
I'd hate to pay the electric bill on all those ovens.
Well, McDonald's paid the bill.
I know, but what if we get all those ovens? Then we'll have a lot of ovens and a lot of electricity. And we only have 10 amp service into the studio, and we're kind of pushing it already with all this equipment.
I'm friends with the one Chinese guy. He's really cute. He lets me suck on his egg rolls.
I see. Yeah, we're not off the rails tonight. We just derailed.
But our timing is precise.
Your timing is precise, and we earned that LGBT tag this evening. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We plan to be back next week. Check out our blog at Shyampa.org. Remember, folks, welcome to Florida. Come on vacation. Leave on probation. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for our brand new episode of This Way Out with a T for titillation.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with me.
Wow. I still have wine left. We got to finish this.
Me too.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.